scene right now. Kyle Busch is out there, and Kyle's been lumbering around out there about 9 laps down throughout most of the day. Marquis got the cone, or had the cone, stuck on the front of his car that demarks where you could come into pit road on. And he made about a half a lap around here with that cone jammed up under the front nose of his Toyota.
Welcome back to North Sound Racing, presented by Action Auto Parts. And again, this reminder coming up Saturday afternoon, it is the NASCAR Nationwide Series Camping World 200, noon at live from the Dover International Speedway in Dover, Delaware. And then coming up Sunday morning, the Sprint Cup Championship continues with the Camping World 400, 10:15 a.m. live from Dover International Speedway in Dover, Delaware. So there you have it. We're going to continue on with a discussion about a friend of ours from the very beginning. Fred Brownfield really went out of his way to help us get started. And as he was getting started, we were getting started. And a good time was had by all. One of the guys who really was beneficial in helping Fred get started in his trek down the sprint car ranks was our friend and a good friend of both Carla and Galen's. Dick Wilski joins us. How are you tonight, sir?
I'm great, thank you.
Good. It's good to hear your voice. It's I don't think we've had you on this year. I know you've been on at least one time every year we've been on. And how do we find you tonight?
We are doing great down here in Ocean Shores, where life is calm and cool.
You warming up the pool cues, Dick?
You betcha. Absolutely.
I know. Mom and Pops were headed that way, so I'm sure you guys will hook up. I got one question going into this little segment for you, Dick, in regards to Fred Brownfield. And that is, you know, we've all seen a lot of promoters come and go. People, you know, tend to, you're either on one side or the other. You really, really like this promoter, or you really, really don't like that promoter. How is it that Fred seem to keep everybody happy?
Well, I think because Fred was a racer to begin with before he became a promoter, and he traveled a lot around different tracks, saw how things ran with different associations, and was a car owner too, so he had the full meal deal. He understood it from the car owner standpoint, from the racer standpoint, and then from an official and a promoter standpoint. So I think he was the man for the sport in the Northwest, and really for the whole nation. And that was proven when he started the national tour. You know, he did that because the racers wanted him to, not because of any financial gain, but because the racers wanted him to.
You know, it's just amazing every time, you know, you talk to a racer or a race fan. Boy, Fred is sorely missed. Carla? Are you there?
Hello.
I am now.
Oh.
Hi, Dick. Sorry, I've been kind of doing a little bit of running around here and juggling.
We had a little glitch there.
Yes, we did.
What do you look for this weekend, Dick, in terms of race? Are you going to be out there first of all this weekend?
Oh, absolutely. Wouldn't miss it.
We were just talking to George Wade, and expecting a lot of out-of-towners, lots of locals, and expecting a great race. I hope you agree.
Oh, I think you'll have a lot of cars, and I think it'll be a great race. It was last year, and I think it'll be every bit as good this year, if not better.
Now, I didn't get to hear all of it, Dick. First, did you just call me a glitch? But anyway, I was going to ask you.
Watch your back this weekend, Dick. That's all I'm telling
you. I will.
Thank you.
No. We talked earlier today, Dick, and you started telling me a story, and it's just like, that's the perfect story. And I don't know if you guys just did that or not, but if you could just tell a quick story of how Fred got started, because you know there's lots of racers or lots of prospective racers in the stands, and it could happen the very same way today. So if you could share that one real quick, that'd be great.
Well, it started back in the mid-70s, and I was driving then. We had won a race at Evergreen Speedway on the asphalt, and the fans crowd around naturally the winter, and sitting on the back of the trailer having a cold one, and I could see this young man standing there watching me, and pretty soon the crowd went away, and he walked up, and he said, you know, I'm going to do this one of these days. Do you know where I can buy a car? And I said, well, yeah, I know there's a car for sale. A fellow by the name of Mick Kraft had one that was a pretty good piece. Told him about it. And 2 weeks later, I'm sitting in the pits, Skagit Speedway, with a car on my car unloaded. And in comes Fred, towing Mick Kraft's car behind his dad's truck. He pulled up and he said, can I pit next to you? And I said, sure. He said, I bought the car. What do I do now? And that's verbatim. I bought the car. What do I do now? So, well, probably the first thing is to get it off the trailer and pull it in there next to me. And I said, do you have your equipment with you? And he said, oh, yeah. And he pulled out this helmet that he'd bought that day. And I said, this is a Snell Foundation-approved helmet. And he said, Snell Foundation? What's that? I said, well, it's a safety association for safety equipment. He said, well, I just bought this at Fred Meyer's. I looked at it, and it was a cork helmet. And I said, no, I'm afraid you can't wear that. And he said, why is that? And I said, well, watch. And I took it by the ear, pushed it together, and it broke right down the middle.
Wow.
I thought he was going to cry.
Wow. Oh, that's so
cool. I loaned him a helmet, got him a uniform, got him into one of my uniforms, and loaned him one of my helmets. And Fred qualified for the B Trophy Dash at Skagit that night. And he won that very first race. So it was obvious to me he had a great connection between his fanny and his head. But probably for the next 5 or 6 weeks, he ran into everything that moved or didn't move. Like every young racer does.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know? And that became a long, long, very, very long relationship between the two of us.
And rewarding as well.
Oh, for absolutely.
Yeah. Well, Dick, as always, it's an honor to have you on the show with us. In November, I think we're going to have finally our North Sound Racing Storytime show, and I'd love to have you on to tell stories, not only about Fred, but your experiences racing around this area for all the years, and we'll hang on to your number, okay?
All right. Now, I'd just like to close with something that I said at his memorial, that Fred left footprints in the sand that no tide will ever wash away.
Very well put. Thank you so much, sir. Appreciate it.
Have a good evening.
All right, you too. That was Dick Wilsky. And let's jump on line four here, and let's bring on Shelby Brownfield, who was nice enough to join us later on in our first season and kind of keep us up to date with what was going on.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for having me. I'm happy to be on again.
Got to ask you, are you in a pro wrestling match or something tonight?
No, she just won her game.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm coaching for Snohomish High School right now.
Oh, okay.
And varsity's going on. I just coached the JV team.
Oh, okay.
But varsity's playing. That's why it's a little bit loud in the background.
Sorry, Shelby. I thought you were in the octagon or something tonight. So. So how are you, Shelby?
I'm really good.
Good.
I'm a little more emotional now that I've heard Dick Wilkie talk, though. I was doing pretty good until I heard him.
He does that to you, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
So as we were talking about with George Wade and Greg Burgess and with Dick, the weekend coming up, although it's probably one that, maybe in the back of your mind you may not really look forward to, you wouldn't miss it for the world, and a lot of people feel the same way.
Yeah, it's probably the one chance of the year that I get to go back down all the memories. I get to open up my photo album, and I kind of use that weekend as a bit of a healing weekend.
Yeah.
Last year was pretty rough. I actually didn't stay for the race on Saturday night because I just needed to leave. But every year I think it's going to get better, and I'm really looking forward to hearing the stories and reliving a lot of the memories that everybody has with Dad, and myself included.
Yeah.
So I think every year it's going to get a little bit better, and we'll get to enjoy his memory more than be sad about it.
Yeah, the first time I went down to Grays Harbor Raceway was for your dad's memorial service, and it was just an unbelievable affair. But we finally made it down to watch a race this weekend. And, I got to tell you, George gave us a nickel tour of the place, took us up in the booth that they have there, and it was so nice. And, every question I had it was always, this is what Fred did. This is how he operated, and this is how he ran. But, you know, for those listeners who have not been to Grace Harbor Speedway to kind of get an idea of the type of class operation that Fred Brownfield put together, boy, you got to do it because it's just an awesome facility, isn't it?
I love it. I really love it. I love that he focused on being clean, being tidy, focusing all of his energy on making particular parts of the racetrack mm-hmm. the best they could be. Nothing was overlooked. Every little detail was thought of and taken care of. And it showed, you know, people enjoyed going there. Families enjoyed going there. And I don't think that'll change. We need to commend George for taking on that project for sure. I mean, and for really trying to keep it up and do the best he can with it. He needs to be commended for sure.
When George took over the reins, as you know, Shelby, it's pretty neat to, you know, as soon as you walk in the facility, you know that was the place that Fred built, you know, from the 92s on the wall to 92 degrees in the sun and the payday of $10,092 to win the Fred Brownfield Memorial. I think you have a lot to be proud of. And in reality, we all have a lot to be proud of. It's grown into one of the premier events in this area. And again, you have a lot to be proud of.
Thank you. I would agree. Definitely. I definitely agree. I have a lot of pride with Dad being my dad.
As you should. We all do. So let's get back in the octagon, Shelby. Hope you can get a couple more tap outs before the evening's over with. And
we hope so, too. We're down by one right now, so
need
to get at least two more.
Oh, no.
Now you know how to leg whip, right?
Yeah, right.
Well, Shelby,
we'll see you guys down there this weekend.
We'll see you this weekend.
Wonderful. Looking forward to it.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Get back to the game.
Yeah, we'll talk to you soon.
All right, cool. Thanks,
all right,
Shelby.
Bye.
Man, she is so cool.
She's very cool.
I really like her a lot. We're going to continue on the dirt for a few more minutes here as we're trying to get Barry Martinez on the line.
He actually asked for a couple minutes.
Oh,
I told him it's radio. Nobody's going to see you. So anyway, we're going to go next with our friend here in the studio.
Yeah, Brian Kirkpatrick joins us, our 360 champion. Is he... all set up and ready to go?
Yeah, I'm getting there.
How you doing, buddy?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Really well. Hey, congratulations. Nice job, bud.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, did you have fun up there Saturday night picking that championship up?
Oh, absolutely.
You know.
I was looking forward to it all day. Kind of had butterflies up until the win.
Wow.
Man, that scramble you took off, your dad was like right behind you.
Yeah, I definitely didn't get the jump on the scramble, but it ended up being a better deal for me anyway, starting outside pole in the main. So.
Yep.
Kind of a good place to start in the main event.
It was a good run for you, win the race, win the championship. Are you done racing for the season, or are you heading to Elma this weekend?
I think I'm going to go watch at Elma this weekend. I think I'm done racing for the season. Just kind of see how things go. I'm going to try to pick up some sponsors and kind of try to do my own thing next year a little bit, away from my dad's program. Venture out a little bit.
Well, that's kind of, yeah. You know, we can kind of see that coming at the Cactus Moon Saloon. Like I told
you want
to
give that trailer up? Come on, man.
Hey, my dad's never going to give up. He's going to still race.
Oh,
you
know? Yeah. He says he's going to whoop you.
He's already working on the decals, you know, 360 championship on the back. And he also had a 410 championship a couple years back.
He'll probably just throw you a tow bar and an old pickup and tell you to get out there. But first of all, talk about all the help he received all season long.
Oh, I mean, I couldn't ask for more help. I mean, my dad, I mean, he's just been a huge help. I mean, it's kind of hard for me to get away from, you know, because as much money as he puts into the program, I mean, we run a first-class operation. We have sponsors that have been with us from the beginning with Jet City, Kendall, Hyundai. We've picked up, you know, Mark Hewson with the motor program. I mean, that's just been coming on stronger and stronger every year. Our crew members, I mean, I couldn't ask for better crew. They stick with us every weekend. We got Clayton, Dave, Buddy, Dale. I mean, I mean, I'm missing so many, I'm sure. But,
you'll find out who when you,
yeah, definitely, you know. Yeah, when they didn't hear their names on the radio, you know.
What are you talking about, man?
Yeah.
But yeah, like you mentioned, you know, it's, we hear this a lot when we get to this point in the season about, you know, you can't do it without all the help. And, you know, and you gotta also kind of take a look up in the stands and all the people that come out and support you every week. That, like they do every guy that pulls into the pits up at not only Skagit Speedway, but every racetrack around. It's just, you know, it's so cool when you go by, you take the checkered, and you got that huge crowd really right behind you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that always makes it worth it, you know, when you actually get cheered when you win instead of booed or something like that, or if it's just silent, you know. It's definitely nice, you know, even when I'm doing the interview after the races, you know, after a win or something, that people actually take the time and cheer. And I mean, I also have people that come to the races every single weekend, cheer me on, text me before I even get on the track, and just wish me luck. And I mean, it's definitely good, you know.
Well, Brian, I'm going to ask you to elaborate a little bit. You say you're going to try and venture out on your own next year. Does that mean ASCS or out of town? Or?
Well, I really haven't decided yet, you know. The racing program is a lot of hard work, you know. And, you know, with my dad's program, you know, he expects a lot, which he should, with all the money he's putting out. And, you know, I just kind of want to see if I can't, you know, kind of go on my own schedule a little bit, you know. And if I don't want to race a weekend, you know, take a weekend off and... I already tried taking a year off though, and it's too hard for me, you know. I gotta be on the dirt. I have to do it, you know. It's just, and now that I've done it, you know, you can't get away from it, you know.
Yeah, look what it did for Alan Munn.
Yeah, exactly. He got everything he needed to get done in 1 year, and he's back. So, yeah.
Well, it looks like Carla's getting off the horn. We might have another champion going on the... on the phone there?
If she puts that button on hold, we'll find out.
Yeah. Do we?
We do have Barry on the line, but I was going to ask Brian real quick, do you do any racing in the wintertime?
You know, in the wintertime we ride snowmobiles. I guess that's my form of racing. And I've ventured towards the go-karts every once in a while, you know.
Oh, there you go.
Stay on the go-karts, on the dirt, and, you know.
How about arena cross? We did some announcing on Arena Cross last year. I was like, oh my gosh, those guys are crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm always up for something, you know. Somebody wants to put me on.
Hey, maybe
we
could put him and Shelby in the octagon.
Yeah, that's right.
Two warriors going at it. All right, let's bring on the 410 champion, a good friend of the show's and a good friend of all of ours in this room, Barry Martinez. Congratulations, my friend, and very, very well done.
Well, thanks a lot, Steve. How are you guys doing there tonight?
Fine. How are you, man?
Oh, not too bad.
Yeah?
Hanging out.
You getting ready for Deming tomorrow night?
Yeah, I got to go up and work the track both Friday and Saturday. Otherwise, we'd love to be down in Elma.
Yeah.
You know, a deal for Fred. I'd love to be there, but fortunately, work calls, so we got to be there.
We hear you. How take us through. We know what your championship season was like. You had Colton in his big boy pants, kind of nipping at your heels all season long. And you know, like we asked Brian, talk about the people that really helped you out all throughout the season.
Well, you know, I mean, it always goes back to both pit crew for number one and sponsors. Also, you know, I mean, without all those people and all the help, you know, we've always got, you know. Of course, I've had Jerry Bunny, who's been with me for years and years, and I think our team has developed quite nicely, you know. We got Scott, we got Bob Reynolds, we got all the guys that help every night, you know, day in, day out, and without all those guys, we certainly wouldn't be there. I mean, I'm working all the time, and those guys get my car ready every week.
So, Barry, you planning any out-of-town racing here before the season's out, or are you pretty much done?
Well, I'm pretty sure we pretty well put a motor together tonight to where we'll be able to show up for Yakima. You know, I would have liked to have done Fred's deal, but, you know, just like I said, just work's the deal this weekend.
Well, you had a great season running 410s this year, and what's your plans for next season?
I'm not sure right yet. You know, I got a couple options out there, and I think I've accomplished what I need to accomplish around this neighborhood. I'd like to kind of reach out and do a couple other things that I've kind of always shot as goals, and whether I'll be able to do them or not, I guess we'll find out. But,
oh, come on, you can leak it to us. What are you thinking?
Well, you know, I don't know. I mean, I'd always have wanted to go back. I've never even been back to see Knoxville, but I'd love to go back there and, you know, if we can hold a couple shows off here and save enough to where we can go back there and run there a couple nights, I'd certainly entertain that, you know. I wouldn't mind getting out, run a couple ASCS shows next year. You know, just float around a little bit, but, you know, primarily we're concentrating on the business right now, and both with Deming and Skagit Speedway thriving the way they are, I think I'll probably focus a lot on that, you know.
Well, it sounds like you're going to have, as always, a busy off season, and I wish we had more time, Barry, but I'll give you a call tomorrow, yep. And we'll yak. And again, congratulations to you and your entire team and your sponsors, all the help you had. Just, yep. It's a nice feeling, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. You know, I just got to say a quick thanks to, you know, all my quick sponsors here, which is Jolly Homes, Artisan Homes, Star Roofing, Shark Racing Motors. I mean, he builds a badass power plant and you know, just everything that all my people have helped me out with, Coca-Cola and all them guys. I can't say enough for them.
All right. Well, we can't say enough about all of your support that you've given us over the past 3 years. And again, congratulations. And I wish I could wear my Barry Martinez sweatshirt when I'm going to be in Hawaii on Saturday, but that looked kind of ridiculous. So,
Maybe
I'll buzz down. You can pick us up a couple shirts, huh?
Yeah. We'll see what we can do.
All right, buddy. Thank you so much, Barry. Appreciate it as always, pal. And congratulations.
Well, thanks a lot, you two, and great show.
All right, thanks a lot. That was Barry Martinez. Let's pick up line six. Well, we're going to go to a break, but this guy's pretty important. We got to have him on. And we're going to shift from dirt to asphalt because coming up on Saturday night, the Superstock main event is the Dino Rossi for Governor 125, I believe is the official title of it. We've got Dino Rossi on the phone right now. First of all, sir, good evening. Welcome to North Sound Racing.
Well, thanks for having me on.
All right. You've just got done with a speaking engagement in Bellevue, I understand?
I had one over in Bellevue, yes. Now I'm down in Seattle now.
Man.
Another event.
So holy cow.
I ducked out to talk to you.
Oh, thanks a lot. You know, Carla had mentioned that you were up at Skagit Speedway last weekend, and I'm sure you're going to be out at Evergreen Speedway on Saturday, correct?
Actually, I'll be in the debate on Saturday.
Oh, no. Wouldn't you rather be at the racetrack?
Yeah, I would rather be at the racetrack. I can tell you that. But I'll be in a debate. They might notice if I don't show up.
Oh yeah, I suppose they would.
Yeah, they probably would. But I'd love to be there actually.
Yeah.
But we had a great time last weekend. I took my boys out to Skagit. We went to my 12-year-old, my 14-year-old, and they just had the time of their lives. It really did.
Dino, do you have some background in racing? Maybe a family member, or you've always been a fan?
No, I've been a fan in the past, but no family members that did. And it was, when I grew up in Snohomish County, and we'd go up to Monroe every once in a while when I was a kid. And Dad was a school teacher. There were seven of us kids, and so couldn't always afford all of us to go. But, mm-hmm. But every once in a while, we'd get to go do something like that, and it was fun.
Well, you know, Dino, if you're ever interested, there's three of us here that could probably hook you up if you ever wanted to get out there and see what it was like.
Well, you know, I might take you up on that. I might take you up on that. I think that would be terrific.
It'd be a lot of fun.
I think you'd like the dirt.
Yeah, my boys actually got to ride in the pace car this last week.
Oh, wow, cool.
And that was, you should have seen the grinning from ear to ear.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man, be careful, man. It could cost you some money if you let them get too much of the disease like we all have.
I think it might. Oh, it was fun though.
But I just wanted to have you on to thank you for your support of racing around the Pacific Northwest, and especially I called up Mike Holden, whose name is on the back bumper cover of his Monte Carlo, and it's really cool to see your campaign's involvement and what's going on out here and local racing around not only the Pacific Northwest but the state of Washington is really a good thriving scene given all the issues that we're going through, and it's neat to see you behind it. So keep it going, would you?
Well, I tell you, it's just good family fun.
It is
what it is, and that's and I think people need to who maybe aren't involved with this sort of thing and really need to understand this is great for the family to come out and watch and participate in, and I think it's terrific for the Northwest.
It is. Well, you've got my number. If you ever want to get out there, just give me a call. We can put it on the down low. Okay.
Sounds like a deal.
All right, Dino. Well, thanks a lot. Thanks again for your participation, and thanks for taking time out to visit with us tonight.
Thanks a lot. We'll take care.
All right, that is Dino Rossi, and we really appreciate his time. We got to take a break. I want to remind you, you're listening to North Sound Racing on KRKO Everett. We have Kelly Hart's Open Wheel Report.
And come back with Kelsey Carpenter on
yes,
his way to Ocean Shores. He's going to find time for us.
He is cool. And, Brian, you're welcome to hang around, too, all night long. It don't matter. You can turn out the lights. We don't care. All right, here's Kelly Hart, and we'll be back after these messages.
Here is the Northwest Open and Sprint Car Report. I'm Kelly Hart. At Deming Speedway last Friday night, it was Derek Holmwood in the 1200s, Jake Benson in the 250s and 600s. Reese Getz won the restricted 600s, and the junior sprint feature was won by Josh Lemley. This weekend, it's championship weekend with races both Friday and Saturday night at Deming Speedway. At Skagit Speedway, Championship Night main event wins went to Kelsey Carpenter in the Cook Road Shell Sportsman Sprints, Brian Kirkpatrick in the Budweiser 360 Sprints, and Travis Roots in the YourGreenGoods.com Outlaw 410 Sprints. Class champions were crowned, their Barry Martinez winning his second 410 title, Brian Kirkpatrick claimed his first 360 championship, and Kelsey Carpenter got his championship trophy in the Cook Road Shell Sportsman Sprints. Mike Foate won the 360 Sprint Car main event and the season championship at Ephrata Raceway Park Saturday night. Foate was racing with a heavy heart as his grandpa, Central Washington racing legend and Clyde Foate, passed away last week. ERP wants to thank NSRA, INSCAP, and WESCO for supporting sprint car races at their track this season. Matt Hine won the Rory Price Memorial at Evergreen Speedway last Saturday night for the NSRA. One weekend remains, the September 26th and 27th doubleheader at Meridian Speedway in Idaho. Hine leads Andy Alberding, Sierra Jackson, and Justin Mack in the point standings. Roger Crockett won an open comp wingless 360 sprint race last Saturday at Willamette Speedway in Lebanon, Oregon. Jeff Bell from Marysville won the midget portion of the race, and Kevin Keeney won the modified race. At Stateline Stadium and Speedway in Post Falls, Idaho, Rick Gimeno won the 50-lap Northwest modified main event. Tim Sawyer finished sixth and wrapped up his 2008 class championship. On the race calendar Friday and Saturday at Grays Harbor Raceway Park in Elma, it's the Fred Brownfield Memorial, which wraps up the season for the Northwest Regional ASCS 360 Sprints. Also featured will be Ford Focus Midgets with two of Fred's grandsons, Austin Hespy and Seth Hespy, both racing. Championship races are being held at Wenatchee Valley Super Oval for the Northwest Legend Series and at South Sound Speedway in Rochester for the WMRA Midgets. Dwarf cars are having their championship race at Port Angeles Speedway. And there you have it, the Northwest Open Wheel and Sprint Car Report for North Sound Racing on the Northwest Radio Home for Auto Racing, North Sound 1380, KRKO.